Good day, everybody. Here we are again, 1:50 Eastern Standard Time, March 13th. I want to go over another article I have found on alphaarchitect.com, the name of the article. This is something different. I'm just testing to see people's responses. If you're interested in any of this, let me know. You can go over to my Discord community. I'll provide the link. Communicate, engage, let me know. If I don't hear, I'm going to assume you don't like this kind of information. But it's quite interesting, nonetheless. If I don't hear back or the numbers don't show, I can't keep doing this. But anyways, let's go through this. Name the article again. This is at alphaarchitect.com. Private equity performance around the globe. Never done something like this, but I thought it'd be interesting. So this was a fund level cash flow data from Eureka Hedge. A bunch of questions were asked. The academic insights. So there was a survey put out. I don't know how many people were involved or companies. We'll just look at the results. So this is fund performance. Persistence vary across investment geographies and fund investment aisles. They were geographic, Europe, Asia Pacific, rest of the world. Investment style variation for buyout funds, growth strategy, venture capital. A persistent pattern, and also I'll go over the results in a minute. You have the actual results of the paper, and let me see here. We've got persistent, okay, so we've got investment style variation, buyout fund, growth strategy, venture capital. So depending upon the market condition, you're going to apply different types of strategies based upon the economic condition. Again, then there's international private equity returns compared with those of North American funds. Again, performance comparison, Europe, Asia Pacific, rest of the world. Implication, diversification benefits, risk management, opportunities for growth. Due diligence, access to local expertise. And then it goes, wow, it's a bit lengthy here. Okay, so we've kind of gone over, I'll let you go through the article. But it says here, yes, there are some differences in the factors driving fund performance between North America private markets and those in Europe, Asia Pacific, and other regions. Investment strategies, I guess these are the results. North America private equity markets have a stronger focus on certain investment strategies, such as technology and innovation-driven ventures, compared to other regions. Europe, traditional industries and established companies may play a larger role in private equity investment, influencing the performance drivers. Asia Pacific market might emphasize growth opportunity in emerging market, leading to different performance drivers compared to North America. There's regulatory environment as well that got a factor. Market dynamics such as market maturity, economic cycles vary across regions, leading to differences in deal flow, valuation, multiple, and investment opportunity. North American markets are more mature, may exhibit lower growth rates, but higher stability compared to emerging markets in Asia, Pacific, and other regions. This is the important one, availability to capital. Availability of capital, investor appetite for private equity in investments differ between North America and other regions. Differences in access to capital can impact fundraising effort, deal sourcing, and overall portfolio management strategy, influencing fund performance. Managerial expertise and exit environment. So here, availability of exit options such as IPO market, strategic acquisition, or secondary buyout vary across regions affecting fund performance. Difference in exit environment can influence investment strategies, portfolio, and management decisions. So let's go into the results here at the beginning that I stated. So fund performance and persistence may vary across different geographies and fund investment styles in several ways. So by a geography, Europe, buyout funds perform well, similar to North American buyout, with evidence of performance persistence for funds with European focus. Asia-Pacific growth funds excel, while venture capital returns are relatively low compared to North American markets. However, there is a limited evidence of performance persistence in the region. Rest of world, limited data is available for this region, but there is no evidence of performance persistence. Okay, so based upon, as I said earlier, investment style variation, strong performance in Europe and evidence of persistence for European-focused funds and global buyout funds. Growth strategies excel in Asia-Pacific with limited evidence of performance persistence. And then venture capital, best return for global fund, but generally lower return compared to North American markets and limited evidence of performance persistence. So I'm not going to go on about that anymore. But as I said, I'm doing this to hopefully encourage some thought from the Discord community that I'm trying to run. It broke through 200. If you're interested in that, go there. Got the link there. Also, if you want to know what I'm looking at investing in, what looks good, go to my Substack link. If you want to know more about the technical side, just go over to quantlabs.net/books and get some technical books there to help you on an open source project in Java for stock market analysis and selection, along with an Excel spreadsheet as well. All right. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.